Hello and welcome to another episode of Peter Hill Explains, where I discuss topics scientific and try and make them a bit more accessible. In this episode, I'll deal with a lesson plan. This is a sequence of things that you do to teach a lesson to Year 10 kids that are about 14, 15 years old, about the scale of the universe. And the way that we're going to do this is that we're going to have a barbecue, and they will put pancakes, cook 10 centimeter pancakes, and decorate them with the structures of the galaxy, and each pancake will represent a galaxy. And this is actually scientifically based scale of the universe. So it's an actual two scale building of galaxies involving food, and sort of pitched at children or students just at the right age and right time of year. It's, for us in Australia, it's getting towards the end of the school year because we take a summer break in your winter break over Christmas. So we have our exams and things are not winding down. Of course, they never wind down. Now, before I get into it, I'll get a few thread ideas going through. One is, it's got a hook that it's an authentic story. It's not made up at all. It's an actual realistic instruction from one teacher to another group of teachers on how to go about teaching this particular lesson. So it's got a realistic view to it. It's got a scientific basis because it's actually based on hard science, bringing in the latest knowledge that we have gathered about the galaxy and indeed the entire universe. It's got the basic also requirements for me to become a bit more articulate in my rehabilitation from a recent cardiac operation, so I can speak coherently without notes about a topic and keep people's interests. So it's got all these different threads coming together, and it also fits into a thread of moving on to podcasting, which fits in with the teachers and people's busy lives, where they can actually get their mind away from screens and while driving just listen to Dr. Hill or Peter Hill speaking about things scientific. We're getting back onto the basics of it. There is, on an education framework, there's sort of two, or there's really only been one way of teaching the scale of things, and that's where you teach the scale in a series of imagine this and imagine that, and you build up the poor child's working memory, so they get bamboozled and they walk away with, this is unimaginably big. So you start off with the scale of yourself to the scale of the Earth, the scale of the Earth, the scale of the solar system, and build it up so forth, and then it's unbelievably great distance to the nearest star. And this, I suppose, is interesting a certain way. It gives you a certain idea of the exponential factor, the powers of 10 factor, and in fact the YouTubes on this fit rather conveniently, because you sit there passively looking at the screen, it shows you increasing powers of 10. Now, of course, as an educationalist, you can spot problems with this, that there's not much to hang on. It's got a very high cognitive load, and students can reach a point that they say, look, I no longer understand this, and this is not what you want to get away. So we have a basic thing is, can we pick a scale which does the universe? And that is a scale of today, of your surrounding world, and if you could rescale your surrounding world to the universe scale, would we be able to hold it together? And my scale, given that the universe is around 93 billion light years in diameter, that is, so if you look out in one direction, you can only see 46 light years, 46 billion light years out before you see back in time to really effectively only about 40,000 years after the Big Bang. So you can see right back. So our universe is limited, and sort of what scale would go with 46 billion light years? And The scale I think, which is sensible to pick, is that a billion light years equals 1 kilometre. And rather than talking about multiple scales, because students can often get confused if you want to talk about multiple things and change scales, we'll just stick with that scale. And just to repeat it again, 1 billion light years is equal to 1 kilometre. Now, just sticking at that one before we sort of vary it to giving the same scale but a different unit of measure, obviously down to a millimetre, which is going to be interesting. That's the scale of things that students can actually build in the classroom. That means that the edge of the universe is 46 kilometres away, if you do the maths. 46 billion light years, and you say a billion light years is a kilometre, that's 46 light years away. Now, your standard horizons, if you stand on a flat ground, is only about 5 kilometres away at maximum. However, if you're in the luxury of being where I am, in the foothills of the Blue Mountains, if you go up just 120 metres to the nearest lookout, you can see from the Blue Mountains up onto the horizon, see Sydney. You can't see any sea, but you can see, you can sometimes see the Sydney Harbour Bridge. It's a tiny little eyelash at that distance, 46 kilometres away. You can definitely see Centrepoint Tower, and you can see planes landing at Sydney Airport, and what happens is they, from this angle, look as though they float in the sky and then just drop down. That's just the angle of approach. And so you can say to a student, imagine going to up a tall building, or up into the foothills of the Blue Mountains, looking at the horizon roughly 50 kilometres away, and that's the edge of the universe. And saying, well, what does it look like? Well, that edge of the universe, the light has taken a long time to get here. I'm just going to stop. I just had a interesting moment there when my son walked back home from school. I'm selecting a quiet part out in the open space, out of the wind. But getting back into it, we've got the edge of the universe 46 kilometres away. That's an imaginal thing. And what does it look like? Well, in fact, it looks like a white cloud layer, and it's quite convincing if the actual if you've got a white overcast layer. And indeed, that's what the start 40,000 years of the universe looks like. It looks like a white cloud layer. White, but really deeply red-shifted, such that the wavelength is, that length of wavelength is microwave white, or the colour of the light, say, from your mobile phone. And indeed, we are in one gigantic 46 or 93 billion light year circular microwave oven, so to speak. We have been bathed by microwave radiation from the start of time, and I often have a little joke I sort of say to myself, and of course I say it to myself because it's a bit of a dad joke. You have a detector out in space and it picks up a light wave really emanating from the Big Bang, and I feel like pulling that light wave aside and saying, hey, what took you so long? Of course, that poor light wave would have a bit of a problem explaining it. But of course the real interest is, what about us? And we've got the second stab at that same scale, so that's a billion light years equals 1 kilometre. It also means that if you go down a factor from that, that 1 millimetre equals 1,000 light years. If you do the maths, I'll let you do that. And it's an interesting way you can teach students to do this very simply on the new Google browsers, where you can put in things like a billion light years divided by so many light years and give me the answers in metres. It's quite interesting that you can do that. But getting back to it, we've got the unit of scale that 1 millimetre equals 1,000 light years. Just to give you a heads up on that, there's 1,000 light years in a, correction, 1,000 millimetres in a metre, 1,000 metres in a kilometre. So a millionth of a billion is a thousand. I'll let you do the maths for it there, but you'll just have to trust me that a millimetre is a thousand light years. And with our Milky Way galaxy with roughly a trillion stars in it, that's hard to get your head around, but that's all packed into a disk 3,000 light years wide, so that's 3 millimeters thick, and wide is a disk which is 100 millimeters across, or like a bit of your hand span across. And now that's sort of shape, it's an ideal shape to students to make as a pancake. And of course you've got the dome in the center, or the central galactic bulge, which is roughly 30,000 light years in diameter. And so you can represent that as a small scoop of ice cream which you place in the center of your pancake. And in the center of that there is a black hole, a supermassive black hole, or fairly massive black hole in our case. So we've now conclusively detected this, and in top of that you can put a chocolate drop in the centre of that. And of course your galaxy has many, many exploding supernova, and so given that the students will eventually eat this, you can put in some popping candy to represent the fact that the stars that you have in there can actually pop. So from the popping candy and that, you can actually go one step further, and this is one of the things which I suppose people find a bit hard to believe, but the actual galaxy has a X-ray dumbbell. This is or gamma ray dumbbell from matter which is falling into our central black hole, illuminates our galaxy with a large dumbbell about the size of our galaxy again, which extends above the galactic plane and beneath the galactic plane. Now there's a lot that you can talk about if you want to add in dark matter, and the fact that the stars are orbiting from arm to arm, you can start to discuss that. But what's more interesting is that you've got one student has built one pancake, another student has built another pancake. It's about time to actually decide what happens, and so you can actually say stick them, the two students, 2.3 meters away from each other with their pancakes ready to eat. And that is, my friends, the distance between the Milky Way and its sister galaxy, Andromeda, another galaxy slightly a little bit better, bigger, but almost an identical photocopy to our. The more you know, the more you can see the differences, but it's very similar to our Milky Way in being a spiral galaxy. And 2.3 million light years is 2.3 meters, and so you get an idea that our universe is filled, I think, it's either 200 billion or a trillion around that galaxies. You can imagine that for every 2 meters or so, there's another galaxy, and there's other gaps. Now, to polish it off, and students can find this interesting, the Andromeda is traveling reasonably quickly towards our galaxies, and our two galaxies, the Milky Way and the Andromeda, will smash together, and I think the students will like to do that in a far future, and the two galaxies will scramble each other, and the most important thing is that they eat it at the end of it. So this is not supposed to be a spectacular, hard to understand podcast. Just to go over it again, that's the overall outline of what happens in a lesson, not the actual blow by blow how a lesson is actually planned, but the overall idea of what happens in a lesson. And the actual hook for the students is a fairly simple view. You have one scale and you explain as much as you can adding to that scale. There are other scales which we can talk about and the students can explore, and you can give that to homework, the scale of the universe, where it's not a billion light years equals a kilometre. You can have another scale, which is very interesting to do, because you can actually get more closely to our solar system and our nearest star by dividing the scale of 1 to a trillion. And I have given a podcast on that. So that's an overall view, and I'm not trying to make this interesting or profound, just make it simple, because that's the actual basis of a lesson. A simple idea executed with care will actually be exciting and quite memorable. And it is true that a lot of students who have actually gone through this, it's taken a number of years to develop this lesson, get out all the edges, that's the one thing that they do remember about their science education, the time that we actually made the entire universe out of pancakes. So of course, obviously, we didn't have so many billions upon billions of pancakes, and there's other aspects to go to, but that is definitely a memorable thing. So that's all for now, and in the meantime, keep on doing science.